Hey, yeah, it's your man T.I. and me. It's another episode of Good Dogs Podcast. Hey, this episode 2 of season 3. Hey, we getting right into it. We talking about how we want to be released from all these stresses with women. You know what I'm saying? We picking different types of women, different days of the week. We moving how we move, but we also want to be kind of discreet. So in this episode, we're going to kind of dive into the nitty and gritty of how we deal with women on a day-to-day basis and how we eventually want to deal with them when it comes to these other moves. You heard?
So we're faced with the opposition. My brothers, I just wanted to bring up the topic of we are all acknowledging that we don't need a woman. Women are here and men are here to coexist.
We don't need a woman?
No, I'm saying we're here to coexist.
Okay.
We're here to be with each other. Mm-hmm. So when I say I don't need a woman or I might not need a woman, not me specifically, a man would say that. He's saying that his journey in life is designed for him to accomplish a goal. So him being a husband and a father is not gonna allow him to have time to accomplish his goal. You know what I'm saying? That his purpose in life is that's what he's designed for. He, as a human being, he feels this is his calling and he doesn't wanna take on that responsibility. A man will say that, or he will say, I need to be with a woman. A woman is, you know, my aid and she makes me better. She's my other half.
Yeah. I agree with you, man, to a certain extent on both parts, but at the end of the day, male and female, you know what I mean? Don't nobody want to be by themselves, you know what I'm saying? We were made to be with each other, you know what I'm saying? Opposites attract, and it may be times in your life where you may say that in the phase of the life that you're going through or at that time, moment, year, you know what I mean? And it make you know, things you go through, but all in all, you know what I'm saying? I think everybody want to, you know, companionship, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to have your man massage you down or nothing like you want that from a woman, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel as though it's just...
What type of man are you, though? Are you a man that wants to pursue his purpose in life? Or do you want to be a husband and a father?
You can do both.
It's the balance of it all.
You do both.
Some men choose not to be, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so when that...
certain men that choose not to be with a woman.
So check it. To respond on that, if that man makes that decision, is it based on because that's what he feels, or is he forced to make that decision, right?
On what he feels.
Okay.
He feels that that's a better life for him.
All right. So in that decision, he got responsibilities and priorities before making that decision that he may have to kind of like square off a little bit before he jump out there and hang himself, right? For me, I'm saying, like, if I'm going to make a decision to say, all right, I'm going to do strictly music, And I'm gonna sacrifice not working every day to bring in money because I'm chasing this.
Right.
If I make that decision and it don't work out, that's my ass. You feel me? But if I made that decision and I already...
You already gonna put it out there on the table. Like, hey, look, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you said it's your business.
That's true.
Let's get
it's
back
true.
To that. Your business, is that living right?
Godly.
Whatever you... consider your business, whatever it is, if you're single, you know what I'm saying, relationship, you know what I'm saying? If you're single, of course, it's your world. It's
this country's for that.
It's however
you
want to
move.
You know what I'm saying?
This country's for that.
Relationship is the same way. Long as y'all two, fuck everybody else.
Yep. All right. So now I'm going to tell you another level.
Yeah, everybody else is irrelevant.
Let me ask one more question.
Yep. And then y'all stick to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everybody should be happy from it. Like, if I say, okay, I'm going to go find me a sugar mama. And I get the okay, I'm gonna go find me a sugar mama.
Right.
One example. For real. Yeah. You can't tell me nothing like that.
It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Nobody trick you into believing that there's such a thing as living right.
Right.
Well, when it comes to like a legal tie with a woman.
Legal who?
Legal what? Piece of paper?
That's
legal
what marriage what? Is, a that's, legal tie.
That's a contract.
Ain't nothing but a piece of paper.
Piece of paper.
And who's at the end of the day,
that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's that's two individuals.
Are you happy? Are we happy with that woman?
Right,
are we happy with five women?
I wanted to take another level. Though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So with five women make you
man, right? Has you know the option?
And he said it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You got five different women. Now in your mind, you have a woman for each day.
Right. I'm not worried about nobody judging me.
But you still who you are each day. Think about it. Think about this one, my brother. you got five different personalities each day, right? Are you going to adapt to each personality, or are you going to still stay who we? Because out of all them five, he said it earlier, they all got different swings, different.
And this might be the end of the discussion.
Bound to different get, women.
Bound out of that five. Women. Out of that five, you bound to get probably connected to a good two. Maybe three.
And they're gonna be similar.
Seriously.
They're gonna have like, qualities you're looking for.
I'm gonna show this gonna be on connection. That's gonna be like shit.
I'm just asking one more question, please.
No. Can I get some?
I feel like you were about to end it. And a man's you have no one, please let me build it up.
It ain't our fault.
If no one is if you're not living off anyone's judgment and you have five, but you don't want the one, because she's going to want to be the one.
That's your fault. You probably gave her too much.
Yeah, man.
Cause see, they waiting. They waiting to feel out, is he the one?
You can't.
So it's that like, was my. I thought you was gonna end it, and you did. Because you're gonna lose that one.
Yeah.
And then have to find the replacement.
Which is one of the other four.
The numbers game.
You better hope it's one of the other four.
Yeah.
Cause word travel.
I'm trying to tell
you. Because you just said it. It's mathematics. You can't She's going to have a badder friend than
you can't
her.
Be giving everybody, you can't be giving everybody grade A service.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't treat the and one they, that you hungry the same way
they bring you B plus money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Steak on the paper plate.
Oh, yeah. Can't do that shit.
I mean, that's your game if you want to play it. I'm just saying for men, like younger men, like
silverware. What?
No, it's just serious.
I want the royal china.
Younger men out here, don't understand that.
I need a teacup for this liquor I'm about to drink. This nice wine. And I need my bread on a certain plate. I know what I'm saying. I need that plate that had gold and silver on it.
That's you spin game.
Let me ask you this.
Well, experience.
These youngins don't have the experience.
Let me ask you this. As a man, right?
They need to make the right decision.
And how we move. If a woman sees you eat food on a paper plate all the time, depending on what type of woman she is, she going to feed you that every single time.
Every time.
Now, if a woman sees you and she likes the way that you order your food when y'all dating or y'all out courting each other or whatever, right? And she likes how you order. She watches how you prepare, you know what I'm saying, your food, your utensils, and everything. She's peeping that.
Yep.
That is her first level of
how much
attachment.
The connection.
Then the next step is, I got to get you to go out of town. Because now I got to see how comfortable you are out of your element. So you're used to being around here. I'm around other dudes. It's other women out here. We at the beach. We somewhere where it looks nice and oriented, and you know what I'm saying? It's different flavors.
I don't want to get wild.
Right?
To get wild.
So now she's walking with you. So you walking with her. No. What I'm saying is you got a woman that's looking at you from the rip, and she's figuring out what, okay, let me see how sharp
he is. Make her the
let
one
me see how sharp he is.
I feel what you're saying.
You know,
right.
That's
how they think. That's how they think. They think like that all the time.
She's saying you the one for her, and then you have to say, yes, you're the one for me, right? So then you have,
if you lock in, some type of feeling from
it. Do you get married? I'm saying, these youngins, these youngest times, you don't have to get married.
9 times out of 10, listen to me. Even if it's
if you're not going to be faithful to that woman, you don't have to get married.
If it's going to happen, she gonna make sure it happens. You follow
she's gonna want lot. You to you only have her.
She already got it in her.
Once you say yes
already, and like if you somebody what? Like me,
that yes, you're the only that. One you for me, like, cause you're the only one for her now. Oh, okay. You locked her in with the whole. You read the game how she playing it. Now she locks you in as you're her number one. I don't want you to have no one other baby than me. She's going to tell you this. She's going to tell you this. And then the man has to make the decision.
Contrary to motherfucker.
So when you have that one and you know that you're not a one man type of dude, you do not have to say yes. Let's just be with the yeah, exactly.
That ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. Every man's different.
When I was younger, yeah, I run him.
Yes, sir.
Like a motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
But now. Fuck run.
Nope.
Just give me one jump.
I'm running away.
Yeah, I'm
running away. I'm running away. Quickly.
If I see certain shit,
quickly,
I'd be like, nah, fuck that bitch. I'm talking about, yeah, I done seen women, you know what I'm saying?
You have the experience.
I call them all bitches, but
you have
women,
the experience, though.
My man, one of the old heads, he'd be like, man, youngin', you ain't gonna get a dead job. I'd be like, man, fuck that motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
I see shit, because, dog, I done been through shit. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the ones that, like, when I'm talking to now, you'd be like, man, what the fuck you find, John? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want. I want a motherfucker where when something happened, I'm like, what you saying? I don't even know what the fuck she's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, them the type of women that they take care of a man, they, you know what I'm saying, upbringing and everything. They not on that ratchetness, you know what I'm saying?
A good one.
Like, you don't want no loud joint. I want that quiet one that don't say nothing. All she do is stare at me a look, or, you know what I'm saying, do a little whatever. Yeah, let me holler at that one right there. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised what you find out, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we be attracted by outer beauty and shit. You know what I'm saying? Physiques and shit. And like,
it's because we read shit with our eyes, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
We read with our eyes.
Like, it be the inner for real. A lot of them jumps don't have shit to offer. You know what I'm saying? But body.
That's why you understand that concept.
You know what I mean? And once you understand the type of female you dealing with, like, oh yeah, oh, she about to fuck her body and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't want that jump. I want that jump.
You get too familiar.
That be covered up. Right. I wonder what she's
looking
like. I know that motherfucker.
You read with the eyes.
You know what I'm saying?
So women over there are monks, and women that wear different clothing and they cover themselves up, and all they reveal is their eyes. You read with your eyes.
Every straight energy, and that's the only way.
It's the wonder.
You can't read something through the eyes.
Like, yeah. Yeah,
because
they
women
missing
something. You're missing more than what you're missing. You're missing more than something. You're missing a whole lot of ingredients.
For the young men out there, eye contact is important.
Well, so when you're dealing with a woman,
about the eye contact, I mean,
for them,
is, yeah, it is, but it's what else follows.
They got so much wrapped up in them, though. They wrapped up in so much. You know what I'm saying?
The eyes don't lie to you.
Your energy has to enforce itself. I said that better than I was about to say. Your energy got to enforce itself. They're going to respect your energy if it's man. You might not even just say you don't even know her. You about to try to holler at her. You might not even back her. For whatever reason.
She still going to respect her
situation.
You still going to respect
her. You know what I'm saying? She might just be woody woo. She might know something about you already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't consider that.
But you know what I'm saying?
She might, yeah. Then she kind of.
She respect that man on you. She might come back around and might not. But either way, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good example. That's a good one, bro.
Yeah, she's not gonna just push you away because you want something different. She may be able to tell you in a certain way, like,
your energy can make you invisible. I see where you're going. Just as sure as it can make you, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
It make you transparent just as sure as it make you, you know what I'm saying, visible to their face.
So I've heard that it's good for a man not to be alone.
It's not.
Man,
being lonely is different.
Ain't nobody supposed to be alone. Right?
You're not supposed to be lonely. You can be alone. You could be in your own space and be able to, you know what I'm saying? But to be lonely and have nobody, no sir.
Right.
So it's cool to have those five women. You establish what you want from them five women because you're the dominant man.
I like what you said earlier, right? Too, Jack, about treating a woman like she's one of your, you know what I'm saying, children. You know what I'm saying? Like, give her that type of respect.
Yeah. She's going to know if you're a dominant male. That's going to attract her in many ways. She may be too scared about it and may be like, damn, I had a dude just like you that was too dominant. But he was a good dude, but I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Then you might find a woman that's number two on Tuesday that may be like, I'm like, how you rocking? You take charge. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to find woman number three on Wednesday that's going to be like this, I'm going to hit you. Then you're going to find woman number four that's going to be ready to give you everything.
Yep.
All of it. Right there. She put everything on. Then five is the one you want because five is quiet.
Yep.
You feel me? So I'm going to give you five personalities as far as all four of us. We just going to encounter that.
Yep.
Now, what you thinking as a man is, man, I'm going to have to fold for one of these drinks.
Yep.
That's exactly what you're thinking.
I'm going to have to fold, you know?
Because she's going to ask you, why haven't you asked me to be the only one yet?
How that shit go?
The Bachelorette and all the
ones. Yeah, even like when the game had his jump. You know what I'm saying? You got 20 fucking women, and
why am you I not like
all 20 of them? All 20 of them.
She might not get rid of 10 off the break.
You don't want to get rid of none of them.
My thing is this.
I'm going to call you after.
This is, and it's funny, nigga. You sure heard it like that. Like, you're not folding to anything.
Keep it working. Yeah, yeah.
You're not folding to anything ever. That's when you're in trouble, especially with a woman. Yeah. You're in trouble with a woman if you
don't let her go.
Because even if she fuck with you, she's going to use that against you at some point.
Today.
If you get wrong. Not necessarily.
I need her.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen.
But it's going to happen.
But you leave that shit open to too much chance. Like, it's nothing I'm folding to. If I got to fold, that means we not blending properly.
Right.
She says she don't never.
Nah. Let me. Okay. When I say fold, I kind of mean if you're going to deal with all five.
I'm going to just. Before you say that, I'm going to just say that just because we talking about women. you got to say exactly what you mean every time.
Oh, yeah, you got to be true.
That's it. Shit. I don't got to say nothing else.
You might even have to record your niggas.
That's the matter.
You don't want have to.
That's the matter.
So then they can't squirm.
Yep.
Trust. They can't just, again, like the child, in a respectful way. Respect. It just, trust. It's the same treatment, just on a mature level. Use different verbiage, different energy, but same love, same consistency.
It's true.
Same
it's true.
Understanding, same awareness, same consideration, and same motherfucking step down. You're not about to play with me. Don't play with us, me, or yourself.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, when you say you want one out of the five, or are you looking for just five in general to just move and be able to shake with?
Yeah, we ain't get all the way to the five.
Maybe I kind of went. I may have went off a little bit when
I don't know.
I think I'm. I did. We were talking about it earlier. But I went off because when I said fold, I'm thinking in terms of one you gonna get.
Right.
So that's why I said fold. It's almost like all right, I'm caving in for the other four, and it's one. So maybe I went off a little bit from when you know what I'm saying, I picked it back up. So in that regard, yeah.
The way that you interact, let's say you have five, that's the way that you interact with all five. The one of them is going to really put the pressure on you.
Exactly. That's what, yeah. So are you ready for that press? That's
right.
What I'm talking
about. When
that happens,
You say, okay, she's right. You know, it's not right for me to be bouncing around. Even if they know about each other or know how you are and how you move, you know, you might.
But then you don't have to be married to her. Is that where we at?
It's five. All right,
so when she says, I'm not going to ever. I'm just going to say, she's going to put the pressure on you, one of them. And she's going to have the man wonder, should I log in with just one and just you know, settle down?
Or is it trying to be like five friends with benefits?
It's got to be. I'll say it's got to be context.
Five friends with benefits.
It has to be.
If you're not a one-woman man, yes. That's what I'm focusing on.
Nah, regardless, because, like, again, like, which one you want to deal with, or like you say, I use the phrase you use, putting the press on, like, all five of them might be putting the pressure on. They just different pressures.
Yes.
Some bitches Georgetown Hoyas.
All right.
So some women, you know what I'm saying, gonna come up with some motherfucking.
Let's say that you're a type. Right.
You
like
know
that.
What I'm saying? So
like
they
that.
Might know. You might know that these two pressing, and these other two they pressing, and you don't even know it's part of their scheme.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you might make the wrong move, and
she gonna make it for you.
But what type of man are you? Is what I'm saying. Do you really say that that is? I know that I'm going to want to have to still talk to these other ladies.
You are a hug.
Well, you got to make some type of, like, either closure or some understanding for them in between them. All right,
so now they that understanding.
So that, guess what this? Even if they understand where you at, they respect it enough to say, he kept it with me. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just not tell me.
And that normally fades them out, right?
No.
Be realistic.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't fade them out.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it makes them feel like, I respect that. I can rock with him. Y'all probably get some money with him. Well, I can probably make a move with him. Now you still kind of, you know.
Especially if they ain't used to men saying shit or being real.
Somebody
like,
to play.
They be like, oh, shit.
That's
nobody never truthfully answered. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so we focus the this way then. So then you are the type of man, not saying you. I'm saying, let's say you're the type of man that says the way that I'm feeling about this woman. There we go, the word feeling. There's a gut feeling that I want to lock in with this one. You do that. I want all men to know you need to square it away at that moment if you're going to want to talk to other women.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Or if she is really the only one. That's what I'm trying to say. And then I'm not saying all men need to follow in those footsteps.
Right.
Because it might not be the life for you.
Nah.
What I'm saying is the woman needs to know what you truly feel about another woman when you see her.
Oh, absolutely. He said it earlier, just off the energy.
It's up to them.
Before you say you're the only one.
It's off. He said it off the energy.
It's up to them. So much is in their court. That's why I don't give them, like, overly motherfucking cool points or extreme respect, just like men. Like, it's certain shit that we both supposed to do.
Yeah.
Once you become of a certain age, a certain mindset, you talk in a certain way, you conduct in a certain way, you doing certain things, you bring in certain lives, other lives into this situation.
Another thing matters is how you meet that woman. That's another thing that matters too, you know what I'm saying?
What term?
They can be off and on with somebody and shit, and quote unquote, it's the off time when you met her. You know what I'm saying? But it is a on time too in between then, but she telling you they still off and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Women weigh their options just like we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether it's...
They weigh them and they wear them.
Whether it's meant to be something right out the gate or within a few months to a year's time. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a female that's just seen like, I could be with this young, that young. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know y'all with different people and shit, but y'all still rapping. because it's something there. She even wanted to have, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it there one day, you know what I'm saying? Or, blah, blah, blah. She's probably too. You know what I'm saying? I
don't
been there.
They do it without conscious,
though. They make it seem otherwise.
They do it without conscious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just my friend.
A nigga do it do some shit.
Eventually gonna bust that ass.
Your connection and conscience.
Your man will go do some shit and come holler at you about it and may even be like, damn, still, like, I try, like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, already, they got their purpose. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and they'll be calm right in your face with the evidence in your hand because you ain't show them yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't be bothered by the moves they got to make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are concerned they self.
Shit.
And I like that you said that because at the end of the day, we all want peace, right?
More often than that.
We want to have peace of mind at the end of the day.
Everybody want peace of mind.
Yes, sir.
That's like one of the best things about being with a woman. If you do find a woman that gives you peace of mind, that's a good place to be in.
That's what you do. Dwindling it down from whatever number down to the closest number to one makes shit, you know what I'm saying, more solid. Because you just, your energy and your mind and everything, even the things is all good. Like, again, let's just say five, because that was the number, you know what I'm saying, the hypothetical number and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit could all be going well. But even if well, you drain, nigga. Because guaranteed. We could just start with the Bama shit. Guaranteed.
Start it up.
Yeah. It's going to be mix of nights when somebody wants some motherfucking diggers. She going to want this and she going to want that. We just start there, like I said, with the Bama
start
shit.
Start there, yeah.
But just natural energy. Let's watch a movie. Let's go out step somewhere. Let's just chill here. I want to talk to you. I want to hear this. You going to be mixing up stories. Yeah. Let's say, what the fuck did she say?
Yeah.
She said something. She was talking about at work, and she was talking about at work. That was Veronica, and that was Nikki.
Yeah,
and I
didn't
talk
right
to Veronica's enemy about Nikki, and she's like, who the fuck is Nikki? And I'm like,
that's
shit, I
lot.
Thought you worked with Nikki.
That's a lot. Yeah. Go ahead.
And you ain't even get to the other three yet.
You don't remember when we went out?
She on two.
We went out to the club that night.
Just on two.
Your boy called you.
That wasn't me.
Trying to steal you away from me.
You don't know Nikki.
And you still get into it. You be giving her the details.
Nikki, not your man.
You was wearing that black dress. With them heels on, remember?
You told me you smacked shit out of Veronica.
That was not me.
Yeah.
That was one of your other bitches.
I like this. That's funny.
You sure?
You sure?
With the black dress, though.
Hey, God, is you sure? Kind of looked up like, yeah, that's the pop.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, you was lying.
That is you sure?
See?
You was lying.
Got your girls.
That might be the ultimate. What y'all saying? It's going to be expensive.
Brian did it.
I wasn't like it.
Then they done that.
Yeah, it's not good goals.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Financially, it's not enough.
That's a little.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Couple of hoes.
And then you be saying to yourself, you be like, no, that won't hurt, but you still go through with it. Like,
yeah, that's the difficulty of it.
Hold on, let me think about this one.
The financial balance won't work.
But like I said, in the other way, I wanted to ask you, I said, like, we were just trying, like, to spin this shit earlier, like, the mindset. Cause like, you know what I'm saying? Me and bro was saying five women is five women. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what come with that. You might got two of the same type of women. You might got five completely different women. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever. But, like, the mindset thing. Five, like.
Nah, I'm definitely.
Like, you feel me? Like,
I say women, I'm saying definitely.
Are you nurturing and aware and considerate and motherfucking.
Forgetful.
You know what I'm saying? And motherfucking reassuring.
You helping with the bills.
Are you comforting? You know what I'm saying? Like.
With the bills.
Helping with the bills.
Like, that's number one. That's
not the dagger to it all.
That's number one. Everything else to the side, they don't care how good you run game. They don't care how good you eat the twat. They don't care how good you pump them.
That's who you are.
If you don't.
It's the bills.
It is my thing gonna be my thing.
But that nigga pockets left.
Is you not gonna co-op everything? All right,
so you keep talking about
I have a plan for. Like,
can you afford the lifestyle that I want?
This is what I want us to do.
Is that all right?
I want us to.
Let's take it to another.
We're gonna go to Montego Bay and then you.
Let's
like,
say that is the answer.
Montego Bay, Woody Woo, Woody Woo. Like, ho.
Any objections?
They need to be more serious.
When you say bills and all that,
you want us to go to all these spots?
Are you having?
I didn't even get my plan.
Brothers. There's two things to that. If you say I'm paying your bills, for me. Are you? Am I solely who you are intimate with? It is definitely that one first question.
What's your definition of intimacy?
Yeah. It's the trust.
The only person that you sexually dealing with.
Right. That's what
you're saying. And you're paying her bills.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she says. Okay. Oh, you're gonna pay my bills.
Okay. And then you can ask her at that
let's
point.
Let's say you're capable of doing that.
Right.
Okay, you're that type of man. Well, you're great. I like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you are that. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
I like
that.
This.
So, yes it is. If that's what your arrangement is with her. Okay. You come up with a financial whatever, this is taken care of for her. That locks her into you as being her sole intimacy. The problem there is trust.
Why?
Do you really believe that you're the only one for her?
Y'all because set the standard of bills. The rip. He said it earlier. All you got to do is say what you say in the beginning and stick with
it. I don't think so. If you're saying, yeah, you can have me all if you take care of this financial for me, to me as a man, I don't trust that.
And her energy.
You may know. I'm just saying. That's a decision a man's going to have to
you
make.
You might fear her. You might believe her when you...
That's just it.
So you're saying you give
her... No, I'm just saying. The woman that you're saying, there's a balance, right?
You're giving her everything and she's still fucking off with somebody else. Right. That's what you're saying.
Right. That's the problem with it, right? That would be the... Or trust would be the problem. You would think she would do that.
That's dead.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I wouldn't think... That's no female in her right mind.
Nah.
Because there's not too many men out here nowadays.
She losing her money. She losing her, but she paid.
Established in that.
She got to set herself short.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Hypothetically, damn, she doesn't want nobody but you.
She going to set herself short.
Yeah.
Because the minute you stop, the minute you find out, and you like, that's you cut off. How's she going to get somebody else to pay it? Unless, right. Unless your intuition, which we don't really have. But unless you feel like I knew it was somebody else. That, and then she said, yeah, but my bill's still paid. Now you was kind of correct. But when do you know that?
That's
as
not
a
your
man?
Responsibility, right?
Not no more. But when do you know that? Do you feel it and say, all right, I'm going to act on it? I'm going to ask her, you really got somebody else paying your shit? If I don't pay your shit, you going to have somebody else paying your shit?
So
tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
That's the basis of our conversation.
Right? Tell me the truth. You going to have somebody else paying your shit? Just because I'm the only person I told you I want you to be sexual with? So you're not only sexual with me?
No, that's just part
so
of
So why should I pay your shit? Right, what you're saying, right? So if somebody else is paying her shit and she stopped giving you sex, that's your proof. You feel?
No, that's not proof. It's the first stepping out on me, period.
It don't matter if you stop having sex with her.
He could just be a bum off the street and she want to be with him.
No, I'm saying if you stop. No, listen. I'm saying if you stop having sex with her after you've been paying her rent and paying what she's paying.
Oh, I stopped having sex with her.
Yes.
I got you.
For whatever reason, y'all stop.
Okay.
Do you feel that at that moment, that's a light that says, somebody else paying her shit? Because the way she presented y'all from the rip and what y'all agreed on.
Yeah, that would be one of your first thoughts, yeah.
Right, so now what do we do as men on investigating that? Because we don't have the intuition to really peep that. We already have established, right. I'm a piece of shit, right? You going to give me this, we're going to be in there.
Okay,
shit.
So
let's
set your partner up, try
to holler
at her.
Yeah.
Take the bait.
That's a good thing, too.
So
whatever it is, you want to know the real truth, so you want to follow up behind it.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. This is one of the women's. This is one of your arrangements, okay? One of your five women, she says, if you pay my bills, you can have this whenever you want, and only you can have it.
Don't be in there.
And this is your type of dude that can afford that.
Then we in
there. Now, she breaks contract because you did your investigations, this and that. That, to me, is a trust issue. You did not trust her.
So we got contracts.
You just wanted the pussy.
Now, is it true? Does it happen to be true, though? Jay, does it happen to come out true? And if it does, what? And if it don't, then what?
I'm going to tell you like this. If it's a contract, you got to buy by the contract.
I don't care if it's
motherfucking cheap. By the what?
You got to buy by the contract. It's a contract.
Yes, you do.
You see the contract, see?
Yes, you do.
Now, this is what also I forgot to say. This is the one that you bought, basically. You bought this.
You bought the breach,
basically.
Now you bought the set?
Okay, so no, I'm saying this is one of the ones.
Now we got to talk differently.
My ass must
be. This was y'all arranged.
Call me.
So this is what happens. Oh, you can afford investigations if you really have a hunch. If that's, you know what I'm saying, you're that type of guy.
You can go to Cheaters.
So that's one of you can afford to have a woman like that.
Get Peter Guns.
You can get Peter. Yeah, you can get somebody to, you know what I'm saying, look some shit up for you.
Teabag doing
you can get somebody to somebody.
Right, so that woman's done then.
So then now you don't trust her no more. Right.
Next personality.
Nah, it goes like that. I'm with you. It goes like that.
What else would a man marry for?
So business. Each one is gonna be underneath a contract. Each one,
I'm just saying marriage to me is
a contract. What if you meet one that says
you meet a woman that doesn't want you to pay her bills?
Because to me, if any woman that's
what does she want from you then?
Her bills that she created, she going to pay. I don't give a fuck who it is, how bad she is.
Yes, sir.
I don't know nothing.
Now, until we walk that out and we create bills together, now we can, I'll pay whatever fucking bills.
That's you, yeah. Because but some men are dumb enough to say, I'll buy this.
You don't meet no woman nowadays that's worth
a man out there that wants to buy a woman.
I'm not talking about a woman, even if she getting child support and all that shit. That's even a fucking bonus and a plus for them, because we already know what they're doing with the money. You know what I'm saying? They're living their best life and shit.
It's a seller.
So us as men and shit, we looking for, you know what I'm saying, a companion and a woman we want to spend the rest of our life with, and vice versa, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that shit done changed. You know what I'm saying? We traditional. Women ain't traditional. They making their own bread. You know what I'm saying? They making their own fucking rules. They living their best life doing all this other shit. And I'm expected to get with you. Yep. And help you pay bills. You got your crib. You got your crib. She got her crib. Y'all meet. But she wants you to pay her bills because you go chill over there. But she come chill over your shit, but is she helping paying you bills over there?
Lord, that's it. That wasn't her arrangement.
So, yeah. It ain't nobody's fucking arrangement. We don't go in no relationship be like, oh yeah, I'm about to meet this bitch and I'm gonna take over all her fucking bills and pay my bills, still pay my child support and all this shit, and she fucking living her best
not
life.
A young man, I believe.
Then I be like, hey, look, boo, I need a couple $100.
What, nigga, with your money, bitch?
There's some 50 and 60 year olds that live by that. They do that.
But if you got a real woman, she's not gonna ask you to pay her bills. You follow me?
That's a personal.
A real woman is not gonna ask you to pay her bills that she fucking created, not that you created for her to pay. Like, hey, boo, yeah, I got this shit I need help with. You ain't come at her like that. You know what I'm saying? After a while, women get entitled. To shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen with them five women. Regardless whether you're in a relationship or not, they're going to start feeling entitled to shit.
Right.
And they're going to make you feel like you're obligated. But what are you entitled to? Some pussy.
Right. So it's not smart to be with. It's not smart to be with multiple women.
No, it's not smart.
Because you won't have a peace of mind.
At all. It's bad enough being one, because after a while, like I said, regardless of whether you're in a serious relationship, you're just dating, you know what I'm saying?
Release us.
You meet the chick, and you'll hit that joint on the first night, or whether it take you a couple days a week. What's going to happen is she's entitled to your ass now, because she gave up some cheeks to you. So what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Where you at? I'm hungry.
That's the type of woman that you might be dealing with.
That's most of them. That's all of them, bro.
That's all fucking women, dog.
You don't have to commit to that.
Nah, it's
going to
get this.
What?
You can break that off at any time. Look, I know
she is. Yeah, you can. You're right.
But not the right way.
You're not thinking with this head. You think with that head.
Yeah.
If you're not having sex with them, I believe you can have a contract with a woman. I believe you can have a contract with a woman.
Even if you don't. Listen to me. Even if you don't,
business. You can
because of
this, but you don't
the,
want no
the
more.
Communication Creed. And the connection and the foundation, everything that you're building with them.
I gotta be okay with that.
They're gonna start feeling entitled to shit. That means
what if you don't have time for her entitlement?
You have to step on that shit.
If you dealing with five different women,
I live out of state. I might have to entertain her.
Five different women.
The same way you.
They don't have to be five. Let's say that you're a type of man that you found three women that balance you out. And all of them understand that.
Then you don't think none of them three going to want some type of entitlement to your time, attention.
I know it's not American. It ain't American women.
Money.
But if you're moving as a man,
car,
that's what I say.
Ain't nobody born over here.
You have a purpose in life. You're a man. That's your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. I'm not speaking for myself. I'm just saying I know that it's more better to be honest with a woman.
Yes, sir.
A woman will accept that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's the route that you should take.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it just so happens that five women just want to have your time.
But I think what he's saying is for all five of them, and what we were saying earlier is...
If you can give your time,
you're dealing with all... You're dealing with... Are you still being yourself dealing with all five of them? No, I'm not saying you aren't.
I'm not saying
a man
isn't. I'm pursuing a certain number of women.
I'm saying...
They just happen to be...
Because all five of them have different ways they're going to come at you.
Exactly.
And it's five different days
in a
week.
You won't be able to handle it then. You're not the type of man that can handle that.
I mean,
you might not even need a woman.
There's a lot of
men. You could be a man that doesn't have.
There's a lot of men that can handle that, but it's not on their own accord. Like, you got to give something up to her.
It's too overwhelming for one being, you know what I'm saying, to be connected with five other, you know, souls and beings and everything. Even especially if you, you know what I'm saying, sexually connected. You know what I'm saying. Even if you're not,
I'm in that before I even.
Even if you're not though,
what the fuck?
Try to get some pizza.
Shit, I got a DeJuno in the truck, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's clutch. And it's recording. That's clutch.
Check in.
But still.
I don't give a damn.
But still, on the comeback.
And what I also would like to say is a man doesn't necessarily have time to pursue a woman if that's not worth his time. That's not something you have to do is pursue a woman. You make time for that.
I mean, that's
so she that becomes goes for both. She becomes one. That becomes, you know, her. She's the one that you pursue.
And it's not a person out here unless they honestly and said to me, Greg, or you know what I'm saying, J-Man, shit,
yeah, whatever.
I'm gonna be a player for the rest of my life. There's not too many people out there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, eventually, some time and point, and they want to be, you know what I'm saying, with a soulmate. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get the same treatment from your boys, your cousins, and everybody else, man, that you're going to get from a woman. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's one woman, you're living with two women, three women, however you want to live your lifestyle. You got people out here with one guy got two women, one woman got two guys. They all fucking married together.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever, however you choose to live your life is however you choose to live your life. You know what I'm saying? As long as you happy at the end of the day, all y'all happy. You know what I'm saying? All y'all on the same page. Like I said, honesty and openness shit. But at the same time, man, like, bro.
Open honesty.
You're not going to talk to no female that, you know what I'm saying, even whether you're attracted to or not. You know what I'm saying? Because something's going to happen. Even you not attracted to her, she's attracted to you. Or vice versa, or something, you know what I'm saying? It's going to get there, and it's going to be like, I'm trying to tell you, women got their ways, of how they comment shit, do shit, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, y'all chit-chatting every day, and all of a sudden, she FaceTiming. Yeah, hello, and you see this young, you be like, yeah, what you doing, you know what I'm saying? You start doing
heavy time for it, guys.
Again, my thing though is adapting to realistic shit, the genuine side of it. If this is who you are as a person, as a woman, and you know what I'm saying, you forcing your will in a way, like you let me know this is who you are, this is how you get down, cool, I'm still going to address it, you know what I'm saying, but cool. But if you just like, I can tell that you feeding into a narrative, you just being like other people, your friends and other people you see, and people you look up to, yeah, and it's like, mm-hmm. It don't even seem genuine how you moving. You moving like a fucking video game, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need a woman. You like, at least gotta be moving on your own accord. Then I'll be more, you know what I'm saying? Reluctant to stepping on that shit. I'm stepping on it regardless just because it gotta be checked. Like, it's respectful, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it has to be firm.
Right.
Because I want your shit to be firm when you tell me, yeah. So I have to respect it. Yeah, exactly.
Respect.
And just because you are firm and direct, if that shit don't make no sense, I'm calling that too. You know what I'm saying? Just makes sense. That's tell me how you really feel. Be firm. I'm going to have to respect it.
That's the key.
You know what I'm saying? Well, check it. That's the bottom line. Flat out like a white lady is. That's why I say step on it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Step on it.
And even sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'll speak a certain way because, not that I know, but it's almost just like, I don't know, it's an indirect, I'll do it on purpose, but it's built into my nature. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if this is going to ruffle your feathers just because I said it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nature needs to see that. Like, I'm not being a petty person. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm either going to be like, okay, that solidified what I needed to know, or I'm going to address that and tell you that I did it. You know what I'm saying? Ask you, do you realize, you know what I'm saying, how you reacted to it. You know what I'm saying? Is it heat of the moment? Did you mean that?
So is emotions will be my final question to you, good dog, my good gentleman. Is emotions the deciding factor in a man's decision on being with a woman?
Emotions are the problem in the world. Yes. I'm shut up at that.
Feelings.
Or is that not gender-based? Emotions is just, yeah, okay.
Problem. Have them, process them, shit that shit out. Like, leave it where it's at.
Like I heard in a movie one time.
Carry it with you, you're going to have issues.
Difference
bring other people issues.
Every day of the week.
Throw off the world's image.
Between what you feel and what you know.
Come on, man. Yeah.
What's
real? Huh?
What's real? Which should be what you know.
Mm-hmm. But we all got the innate sense of having the innate sense. You know what I'm saying? You can call it woman's intuition, nigga. We got souls, nigga. So when you say something ridiculous, when somebody in the room says something ridiculous, you be like, huh? Your face ain't got to react. You ain't got to make no noise. Something in you says, huh? You hear me? Or if a noise being made that you don't expect, something in you say, huh? Even if nobody else hear it. You heard that shit. Hold on, son. Y'all hear that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you see, you don't even got to know the person. It can be white, black, whatever, but you see a mother in a store with a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kid going off. You know what I'm saying? They slap shit out of him. You like, oh, shit. Even though you might have watched the whole episode go. You know what I'm saying? You like, damn, though. You know what I'm saying? Just slap the shit out of the kid. I thought he tried to be funny, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just getting to, you know, just man, the general same, sense of everybody. You got that shit to make a decision.
With the women and shit, man. Just like, you know what I'm saying? I tell my sons, you know what I'm saying? And anybody, male, female, we all got, like, people.
Emotions call it
the intuition. I call it your inner voice. Everybody got their inner voice.
That's so.
You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure this shit didn't happen. You know, been somewhere, you probably been with your friends, some shit, they say they gonna do some shit, and in your mind, you're like, man, the fuck? Mm-hmm. But that may not be what come out your mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that whatever you say to here, that's what the fuck need to come out your mouth, man. Fuck
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
That
good, I learned that shit. I
because when you second guess it, right, you know what I mean? Same thing with women. Right. You know what I mean? Women say shit, do shit, you be like, oh, fuck no, no, this shit ain't.
They real bad at it because they don't be trusting themselves because they be moving on emotion, whether consciously or unconsciously. I don't know if they recognize it, how or when and which ones do, but you know what I'm saying? No. They hop on their emotions on a loud decision. And that is unstable ground in the first place. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So don't play with them. Don't play with the emotions.
That's why I be so firm and forceful in how I talk about it. Like, of course, I don't just be so motherfucking stiff on them. A bitch and shit, especially if it's a woman, you know what I'm saying? That shit conducting well, but it has to be firm. You know what I'm saying? Steady posture, what they call the silly posturepedics, they're firm.
Right.
But you can lay in this bitch and they conform to you. Come on home. You want it or you don't.
Consistency.
Yeah, it can be what it want, but it's gotta be firm so you understand what you're dealing with. I don't ever want it to be mushy or based on fuzzy emotions and confusing shit. And
right.
No static.
Right.
Get the clear connection. Right. You know what I'm saying? No latency, none of that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
And it works.
I can work with you. You work with me.
Because rather than play, like, you can go out with your life, I can go on with mine.
Right, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be on no disrespect shit. It's going to be respect. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like
the whole way.
females and shit with the smoking and shit. You know what I'm saying? I have females. Oh, so what you going to do? You can meet females. You don't want you to. You know what I'm saying? Bro, she's going to have unknown to respect caller. That. I'm gonna respect that she don't, and I'm not gonna come around her smelling like a fucking half pound and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so that's how that story will play out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but
it just had to be. You know what I'm saying? Concessions made. Like, all right, if we about to go out to eat, either I can smoke on the way, or we gonna have to leave out a certain time. So when we get there, I can smoke outside the car. Like, I'll even, you know what I'm saying? I'll be willing to do that if communication is proper. If I understand, it's really understood, and you're not just saying that shit to try to have a up or try, you know what I'm saying, or just be irritated, like, when it's really just pure. Mm. And again, like, it's just the feeling, you know when it's pure.
Yeah, man.
You know when it's pure, they know when it's pure.
Yeah, man. Shit you can't explain, it's like it's happening right before your eyes, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't even put no title on it, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, we was cooling one day and it's like, we hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She stopped wanting to see you. Like, consistent days, and you kind of like,
we come over this joint. Right.
Ah, yeah. We can meet over motherfucking Woody Woo, get something to eat. Yeah. I slide over that joint. Right. This is like the same week.
No bullshit.
Oh, yeah, like, you win. But see, even that, and that's what I mean by step on it, too. Like, just because, like, especially at the beginning stages, like, the entitlement, you can't do that. They sit on their emotions so hard with it, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not being a bimbo like this, and it ain't necessarily trial and error, it's experience. It's cold experience. We all agree in so many ways. We not biased about this shit regarding women, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is honest, and women know. They just, even in the face of truth, a lot of them will still be scared to motherfucking just be like, yeah, I was wrong and shit. What you saying is exactly the truth. It gotta be some type of squirm. When you find a woman that don't have to do that, know what I'm saying? That's the only time I can even consider. Too. Because I have mad love. Like, nigga, I got love for almost any bitch I ever really even had, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, extended true. Relations with. Even if we both knew nothing was ever coming to this. You know what I'm saying? I learned the person. I fuck with the person. We, you know what I'm saying? But don't get to any sense of entitlement. Respect me how you know me.
Right.
Communicate how you gonna communicate. And if I don't motherfucking agree to these new terms and conditions you wanna give me, you can't be mad at me either.
Right.
Like, you might be in your feelings, whatever, I get that. You know what I'm saying? But don't be mad at me if you wanna keep coming around me and sucking my dick and we going out and we cooking each other food and shit and I'm not saying no. Which, I still didn't check that box and agree to them new terms and conditions. I told you where I stood. Your entitlement, your emotions can't take you past that to make me be a bad person, which is the worst part. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other little petty shit you can name in between that, but the main thing is don't make me out a villain in your head. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't create a whole story.
But that's what they do.
Is my life and I'm living. This is my life.